Micah and Lewis on Triple J.
Dog Acts.
And Julia from Caves Beach has got in touch with probably the first dog act that's made a lot of people want to throw up. last year for her birthday, her boyfriend presented her with a gift, and that gift was a contract that said that she was allowed to pop his pimples anytime, no matter of pain. But now, a year later, he's going, no, please don't do that. It hurts. And some people likening it to murder on the text line.
If you want to see the contract, we've just put it up on the Veronica and Lewis Facebook page. It looks quite official. We've blacked out their names, but we'd love to know your thoughts on there as well. I mean, so many opinions on this because on one hand, the contract. On the other hand, a man's right to body autonomy. This is very this is very real.
Yeah, I would say people are coming down pretty hard on Jackson. Brad from Wagga says, should have bought her a proper gift instead, you dumbass. Reap what you sow. Hamish from Canberra says, I would never, I repeat, never have written or signed a contract to that effect.
Yeah, he's the idiot who legally banned himself for all eternity. Dog act to him, says one. Phil from Wagga, what are your thoughts?
I think it's a bit of a dog sort of present. Like, it's an interesting one to do, but if they enjoy it, then yeah, that makes sense as a gift. But contracts aren't enforceable unless there's sort of an obvious benefit to both parties.
Ah.
Oh. But I guess, the benefit was that he didn't have to buy a gift, I guess.
Yeah.
that he no longer has a pimply back.
Great work. Great point from the defence, Ron. Dr. David from the Central Coast, what do you think on that? About this?
The contract is null and void. I think Jackson's girlfriend is the dog here. She's enforcing essentially significant pain. There should be at least local anaesthetic.
Right.
He's not a real doctor.
But again, autonomy, body autonomy is such a thing. You can be sued, you can be sent to jail for that if you...
Really?
Because a person has a right to... withdraw their consent at any time.
Oh, I needed a safe word. They should have written that into the contract.
Yeah.
Yeah, a lot of people saying there was no starting date, no witnesses.
Samantha from Keysborough, what do you reckon?
I reckon the present was, like, more about the thought and that, it was, like, more like, oh, yeah, I'll do this. But I think it's a dog act to, like, make him keep doing something that, like, hurts him.
And yet the contract, Samantha, the contract.
But it's full gross though. Like, imagine somebody popping your back pimples.
Honestly, like, I don't want to yuck their yum, but yuck.
All right, Jess Perkins, what are you thinking?
This one's very hard because there is a contract involved, but also if I say that he is a dog, then I'm saying he just has to go through pain despite removing consent.
This is why we pay you the big bucks, Jess Perkins.
I know, and I do. Let me just clarify, dear listeners, that I do get big bucks for this. I am going to say... it's not a dog act.
That is not a dog act.
So Jackson removing consent, not a dog act.
Yeah.
He should be able to take it away whenever he wants, you reckon?
Honestly, I didn't know where that was going to go until I said it.
Veronica, Lewis, Triple J.